Hi, and welcome to another fantastic audio presentation with Jonathan Doyle from Choices Media. It's great to have you with us. Each year, Jonathan reaches tens of thousands of people around the world with a message of hope and change. And we know this presentation will make a real difference in your life and through you, many others. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.choices.com.au and explore the great range of products, audio downloads, and seminar options available. If you wish to make an inquiry about booking Jonathan for your conference, school, or event, then please use the Contact Us page and we'll get straight back to you. So now, sit back, relax, and enjoy another powerful message with Jonathan Doyle from Choices Media.
Well, hi there, I'm Jonathan Doyle, and welcome to this week's weekly podcast. Look, it's been fantastic. It's just been amazing to watch so many people subscribing to the weekly podcast. It's really humbling. You realize that over many years of reading and life experience and being supported and mentored by many great people, they've got a whole head full of great stuff. And it really pushes me each week to want to just keep reading and learning and thinking. And I've noticed that I've become sort of more alert in each of the days of the week to just conversations, books, situations, films, music, just different things that I hear and see each week that I realize I just hopefully can have a chance to share with you personally early each week. So here we go. I want to keep the podcast really simple with just a basic dominant idea each week. And this week, what's really come at me is this one, which is just this simple idea. Just keep going. Just keep going. I want to talk for just a couple of minutes today about the fact that there are going to be times, and there might be a time for you right at the moment, when you're going through some real difficulty. You know, if you're one of the younger listeners, you might be dealing with study issues or sporting issues or relationship issues. For many of our other listeners, it could be a work-related issue, dealing with colleagues, it could be family, relationship stuff. But let's agree, there are times for you when things are just incredibly tough. And I want to suggest it's probably a moment in history where we're given some complex messages about what we do with that. Number one will be to kill that voice off, to drug or to do something to the pain in your life to shut it up. Now, for some people, that's going to be food and overeating. For some people, it's going to be alcohol, other drugs. For some of us, it could be compulsive work habits. For some of us, it could be sliding into, you know, just withdrawal and hiding from the world. But the first thing is that many of us are going to use something to try and hide from the fact that sometimes things are really, really tough. You know, and we can distract ourselves as well. So the first thing we do is go, let's just recognize that sometimes things are just really difficult, and that's part of being human. When I was putting this together, I thought, you know, these are going to be platitudes, you know, cliches. I've got a few key little ideas about to give you right now that when I'm writing, I'm going, you know, these have been around for years. These are just, but you know, the reason they've been around for years is because they're powerful. So I want to give you a couple of basics. If you're going through something right now, or you're supporting somebody that is, and if you're not, guess what? It's around the corner. Don't take that, you know, in a depressive sense or a negative sense. Life is going to keep testing you. But that's part of the awesome stuff about life. You know, just let me jump around a little bit here. For years, I've, you know, been lifting heavy weights. I keep really fit. You know, just about an hour ago this morning, I ran 10Ks with a bunch of great guys. And, you know, exercise has been a crucial part of my life. If you don't make that part of your life, I really want to encourage you this morning because the payoff is huge. I've often learned, you know, that in the gym, that it's pushing heavy weights. It's pushing against resistance that grows muscle. It's called hypertrophy. It's the basic principle by which muscle grows. So in life, we have to push against consistent weights to grow. So these challenges and these times of difficulty in your life, there is a way to reframe them. You can reframe them as opportunities for growth and development. I know they don't feel that way. I'm not saying you have to just, you know, think, oh yes, that's great, another opportunity to grow some life muscle. No, it's gonna suck. It's gonna be awful. But it's a paradigm too. It's a way of going, yeah, this is hard, but I'm growing. Here are some of these famous, you know, ideas, these platitudes, if you will, these cliches that I want to give you today, because they're simple. You might want to just drop them down. I mean, we use Evernote, you know, just to record ideas. You might have a journal or just your work diary or something on your computer even just to take these down. Number one, it's always darkest before the dawn. I don't know if you know this, but around about 4 a.m., 5 a.m., depending on what time of year it is, the darkest part of the night is always just before sunrise. You know, wouldn't you think that midnight would be the darkest time of the night? But it's actually just before dawn. And it's a metaphor that when things are really tough, it's often because huge breakthrough is around the corner. And you got to trust that. Now, I want to put in a little clarification very quickly, and then I want to keep moving because I want to keep these podcasts nice and short for you because I know you're busy. You know, I'm not saying that you stick at things that are toxic. I'm not saying you stick at things that are destructive or stay in relationships that are awful. That's another podcast. We need to know when we're doing the wrong thing. And here's another famous old platitude. There's no point climbing the ladder of success if you've got it pushed up against the wrong wall. So there's times in life when we need to get out of what we're currently doing. But it's always darkest before the dawn. So hang in there because breakthrough and change could be a week away, a month away. It could be longer. But when it's a tough time, just hang in there because no tough time lasts forever. No tough time lasts forever. I want to give you an example. As I was thinking this morning about doing this, I thought of Nelson Mandela. I spoke at a university last week to a large group of students. It was a huge privilege. It was awesome to have that opportunity at the start of their year to be talking to such a big group. And I, you know, was showing some photographs of people that have lived fully. And of course, I showed a photograph of Nelson Mandela. And there's an incredible photograph of him in the prison at Robben Island. You know, he did 27 years in a 3-meter cell. And this photograph is of him going back many years later. And he's just standing there. 27 years. Large numbers of you listening to this around the world right now are not even that old. But then there's another photograph, which you can also find very easily on the net. It's the famous photograph of him walking out of Robben Island with his fist in the air. And it's just one of the most powerful images in history, you know, photographically. But, you know, do you think in those 27 years, you know, that there were times of great desolation and despair? But my Lord, what did it forge, you know? It forged character. It forged character. Powerful ideas. Just hang in there. Don't hang in if it's just toxic or destructive. This is a wisdom question, and you might need good people around you to discern and to look at if you are in the wrong space. But friends, often intuitively you know. This is hard. This is tough. But keep going. I'm going to finish now, but I want to give you a little quote from Winston Churchill. Some of you would know this one. I think this was, apparently this was a little speech that he gave to some of the British Air Force pilots, who are, you know, going into some of the most horrendous conflict, and just their rates of mortality rates were just unbelievable. And Churchill famously said to them, "When you're going through hell, the important thing to remember is just keep going." Friends, you don't set up camp there. You go through hell. You ever heard someone say, "I'm going through hell with this"? Good, keep going. Get through the other side of it. So that's the weekly podcast for the week. Just keep going. It's always darkest before the dawn. Think of people like Mandela. And the important thing when you're going through hell is to keep going. I want to give you a very quick insight to pop over to one of my other websites this week, jonathandoyle.co.co. And Jonathan spelled J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. One word, jonathandoyle.co. I've got a fantastic new book coming out, which is going to wreak major havoc. It's a really interesting title. It's for the young women that I've worked with over many years, and it's called How to Get the Man of Your Dreams by Being the Woman of His, How Giving Him Less Means You Both Get More. How's that for a title? Now, that website, we haven't rolled it out fully, but there's a capture box there. You can throw an email address in, and we'll let you know the second the book comes out. So go and check out that website. I think if you're a male, you know, there's definitely going to be women in your life who are either going to love that book or throw it at you one way or the other, but it's going to do some great stuff. That's the weekly podcast for the week. Please make sure you've on the podcast page, you've used the subscribe function on the right-hand side. Otherwise, we could miss you. I hope it's been useful. Please email me. Last week, I got a bucket of email from people that had heard it, and I do reply to them, usually about 3 a.m, so I hope you appreciate it. But it's just info@choices, C-H-O-I-C-E-Z, choices.com.au. Flip me an email. Things you want to hear about, if you've got some ideas. Somebody gave me one the other day, which I'm going to try and work in. But just keep going. It's darkest before the dawn. Have a fantastic week, and I will speak to you personally around the same time next week. See you later.
Hi again, and thanks for taking the time to enjoy another audio presentation from Jonathan Doyle at choices.com.au. Please take a moment to visit the website at www.choices.com.au and explore the great range of products, audio downloads, and seminar options available. If you wish to make an inquiry about booking Jonathan for your conference, school, or event, then please use the Contact Us page and we'll get straight back to you. So thanks again, and we look forward to bringing you even more inspiring and educational messages in the time ahead.